Flipping burgers at McDonald's is sometimes described as the lowest career a person can aspire to, but now the fast food chain wants to give its workers a makeover and is reportedly in the early stages of soliciting fashion designers to spice up its standard uniforms. Polo shirts and visors, goodbye, hello, Ralph Lauren, Russell Simmons, and Giorgio Armani. If they succeed, could the Golden Arches become the new black? We put that question to Jay McCarroll. He's the winner of Bravo's Project Runway, a reality show which pitted aspiring fashion designers against each other. He joins us now from his home in rural Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So do you really think that it's possible to make fast food uniforms fashionable?
Probably. I myself would I don't know how I'd approach that. I'd probably make grease-colored muumuus or some school belts. I was enraptured with that London Olympic speech, though, back there.
We've put that behind us now and moved on to this subject.
Oh, yes.
We need to focus here on...
Of course.
Uniforms for McDonald's. So you would do what, exactly?
Well, you know, McDonald's is kind of like communism in a fast food container. So... I would probably just put them in something very similar, something that's oversized, one size fits all. Probably, like I said, like a tan or beige or grease-colored muumuu with a tool belt that holds a spatula, salt shaker, fire extinguisher kind of thing. All the tools you need to work at McDonald's.
Is this a job you would want to take on? You had to do an awful lot of sort of on-the-fly designing for Project Runway. Is this something you would think would be a good challenge for a designer?
Not necessarily the most creatively challenging thing to take on, I don't think. I think these designers are probably doing it, you know, for promotion, cross-promotion, ruthless self-promotion, some kind of promotion.
Well, this is certainly would get a lot of promotion for a designer, given that the idea behind this, as I understand it, is that the folks that work at McDonald's wouldn't just be wearing the uniforms behind the counter, but they'd be happy to wear them outside, thus advertising McDonald's wherever they went.
Well, I think if people don't mind smelling like a French fry when they go to the mall, that could happen. I really don't think that's... I mean, there's a place for business and a place for pleasure, and I don't think people that work at McDonald's really want to wear their uniform to the club, you know, and kind of promote that. So I don't know.
Now, some of the names that are being bandied about, who do you think would be the best, maybe you could even describe what, for instance, P. Diddy might come up with?
Oh, P. Diddy. Puff Daddy, Sean Puff Daddy. What is that man's name anymore?
Right.
you know, he would do something completely over the top, velour tracksuits with, you know, a big M in rhinestones or something like that. Something very tacky. But, I mean, he would be doing it anyway. His design team would be. But, I don't know. And Tommy Hilfiger, I heard, was up for it, too. So
yeah, so what would we expect from Tommy Hilfiger?
You know, something very patriotic, because he's the all-American designer, you know, self-proclaimed. And very self-promoting as well. So, of course, it would be flashy and graphic and very nautical like he likes to do. I don't know. This is a confusing topic for a designer. You know, I don't think it's the best thing to add to your resume, but, I mean, they're in it for the ego as well, so.
Why is it a confusing topic for a designer?
Well, it's just when you grow up and you want to be a fashion designer, the last thing you think of is designing a uniform for a fast food chain. They're kind of on polar opposites of the creative spectrum.
I know, but what if you were the person who was able to make the McDonald's uniform cool? I mean, wouldn't that be a cool thing to do?
Not really, my. It's fast food, you know. It contributes to the downfall of the American youth and adult. So maybe if like Whole Foods approached me to make a uniform, I might do it, because or someone who I believe in their cause, but I don't necessarily support McDonald's efforts.
All right, Jay.
Yeah.
I give up. I'm not going to try and persuade you to take on this job.
Talk
good
to
you talking
in 5 years.
Okay.
When doing the Burger King uniform.
Okay. Jay McCarroll is the winner of the reality show Project Runway. He joined us from his home in Pennsylvania. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.